Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, November 3rd. You'll be interested to know, 68 years ago, today, in 1957, Soviet engineers launched Sputnik 2, carrying a small dog named Laika into orbit, demonstrating rapid progress in space-like capabilities. The successful orbital mission marked a major milestone in human curiosity and technological achievement, inspiring international focus on space exploration and scientific innovation. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 36 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:32, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:21. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny conditions today, with a high near 60 and a gentle south wind blowing at 5 to 12, gusting up to 22. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies, with rain likely before 3 a.m., a low around 44, and a southwest wind around 13, gusting to 25. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be just after 8:30, with a low tide at 3. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 55 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 57 and a west wind of about 13 to 16 miles per hour, gusting as high as 29. A mostly clear night follows with a low near 41 and lighter west winds. Wednesday is mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain after 5 p.m. and a high near 58. Then rain is likely Wednesday night with a low near 42. Thursday turns mostly sunny with a high near 53 and northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 26. Then Thursday night clears to near 34. Friday is partly sunny with a high near 55 and rain likely after 7 p.m. with a mild night low near 47. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, lobster populations off New England have significantly declined, leading regulators to declare overfishing is occurring. The Atlantic State's Marine Fisheries Commission reported a 34% drop since 2018, prompting potential new management measures for fishermen. Lobsters are a key seafood species, valued at over $700 million last year, but their numbers have rapidly decreased in recent years. Most of the decline is happening in fishing areas off Maine and Massachusetts, where the southern New England stock remains depleted. Despite attempts to enforce new rules, fishermen have resisted changes that threaten their livelihoods. Now on to sports. In the latest NFL news, the Indianapolis Colts suffered a disappointing loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers with a final score of 27-20. Quarterback Daniel Jones struggled, leading to skepticism about his future and the Colts' Super Bowl aspirations. Despite a 7-1 record, doubts lingered due to this performance. Jones, who had been strong all season, faced pressure and made critical mistakes, resulting in 4 turnovers. Meanwhile, Matthew Stafford shined for the Rams, throwing 4 touchdowns in a 34-10 victory over the New Orleans Saints. The Kansas City Chiefs also faced challenges, potentially impacting their playoff positioning after a loss to the Buffalo Bills. The Cincinnati Bengals defense remains a concern following a last-minute defeat by the Chicago Bears, The Atlanta Falcons continue to struggle with kicking issues, while the Green Bay Packers lost to the Carolina Panthers in a surprising upset. These outcomes highlight the unpredictability of this NFL season. In local sports, the brutal loss by the Indianapolis Colts has surprisingly moved the Pats into a stunning playoff position. After a disastrous 2024 season, hope surrounded the Patriots under Mike Vrabel's leadership with expectations for improvement. Now, with a 6-game winning streak, they have become a legitimate threat in the AFC. After beating the Falcons to reach 7 wins and 2 losses, they hold the top seed in the conference. This season, the postseason is a real possibility as they prepare for a challenging matchup against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers next week. In top news, more than 10 million YouTube TV customers lost access to ESPN, ABC, and other Disney channels Thursday night after contract negotiations over carriage fees collapsed. The dispute reflects broader tensions as programming companies demand higher fees for sports content, while pay television providers push back against rising subscriber bills. College football and NFL games are among the affected programming, with no clear resolution timeline. YouTube TV stated, "We know this is a frustrating and disappointing outcome for our subscribers. The blackout could lead to a $20 credit for subscribers if it lasts for an extended period." In business news, Donald Trump's grant of clemency to Changfeng Zhao, the founder of Binance, highlights failures and checks on presidential power. During a recent exchange with CNN's Caitlin Collins, Trump dismissed questions about the pardon, claiming Zhao had a lot of support and was persecuted by the Biden administration. Zhao, known as CEDES, was convicted for failing to maintain an effective anti-money laundering program and has a net worth of roughly $60 billion. Despite his controversial pardon, Trump continues to benefit from the cryptocurrency industry, raising concerns about corruption and the integrity of the American political system. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% over the weekend to $108,000. Ethereum is down 6% to about $3,700. And XRP is unchanged at $2.43. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The ocean is doing its best to absorb excess heat from greenhouse emissions. But once humanity achieves a net negative carbon economy, the consequences will be severe. A new study indicates that when cooling begins after fossil fuel use is stopped, the ocean will burp excess heat, resembling the effects of humanity's fossil fuel era. This emphasizes the urgency of reducing emissions. Achieving a net neutral world is crucial. The ocean produces 50% of our oxygen and absorbs 30% of atmospheric carbon. Even in an ideal climate scenario, heat trapped in the Southern Ocean could result in significant warming effects for decades. This research highlights the complexity of our climate goals, suggesting that the road to a healthier planet is still challenging. And in entertainment news, the National Football League announces that Sting will headline the Super Bowl-branded concert amid controversy surrounding Bad Bunny. The Every Breath You Take singer will perform in San Francisco on February 6th at the Palace of Fine Arts, 2 days before Bad Bunny's halftime show. Sting's performance is part of the Super Bowl LX Studio 60 event, which promises unforgettable music entertainment. Tickets for Sting's concert start at $750 each. Despite criticism of Bad Bunny's selection for the halftime show, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell remains optimistic about the event. Sting previously performed at the Super Bowl halftime show in 2003. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American marine biologist and conservationist Sylvia Earle. And she said, "The ocean is the cornerstone of Earth's life support system, providing oxygen, regulating climate, and sustaining biodiversity. Yet it remains largely unexplored and undervalued." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.